97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome in on this Monday morning to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Kim Sainange, filling in for Mark just one more day. He returns tomorrow. Scott Jagow here with us this morning in the studio.
Good morning.
Carl, of course, Sue Hi. Thomas helping you navigate around. Ethan Bright's going to be joining us at about 6:48 with another news. We're going to get a check of business at the bottom of the hour. And some of you may be listening to us on a day off because it is Columbus Day, or to be PC, it is Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes, it's one of the two.
Well, and according to Biden, it's probably Indigenous Peoples Day, right? Because Columbus is offensive, and therefore you had to tear down any statue of him. Erase it from history. Hey, did you see this crazy video from Elon Musk, the SpaceX rocket that landed? So obviously it launched, and then the launch pad caught it with these things that are called chopsticks.
Yeah, it's an incredible video.
I know you can't see it, but listen to the excitement. Listen to clip number 14. It's worth watching the actual video. I mean, this is a game changer because normally you'd have the rockets landing in the water or in a field, kind of like an airplane would. But this went right back into the launch pad. And it was actually kind of freaky, not freaky, but you didn't really know if it was because it almost seemed like it was kind of wobbling at the last second. And then it perfectly straightened out and landed. And wow.
Wow is right. And I, you know, didn't know we could use chopsticks in that fashion.
Chopsticks are hard to use.
They are.
My gosh.
I've gotten pretty good at them, actually, but it's taken a long time.
Well, because you feel sick.
I can't
sushi.
Catch
but
boosters.
Well, not yet. You can work on that one, Scott. But they are hard. Like, people I see eating.
Sushi's difficult because it's
sushi.
Bigger.
Well, yes, but right. I was going to say, I actually can use chopsticks for sushi, but people eat rice. Like, with chopsticks.
Grains
like,
of it.
Just a couple grains they're able to.
Rice.
Okay, well, still. I guess it would have to be to pick up a clump of it. Because otherwise, there's no way I'm going to get one of those little grains in my chopsticks. Or
yeah,
pasta,
besides,
like the noodles?
Yeah,
no.
Besides that, I mean, why would you want to? I mean, I guess eating slow
spoons
is a good
exist.
Thing. There
yes.
are forks, too.
Yes, but you know that look that you get if you have to ask the waiter.
Can
I get a fork? You're embarrassed. You don't want people to see you. You feel like a failure if you have to be the one to use a fork at the Asian restaurant.
I don't want to ask, but nah, I don't care anymore.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's get to the top stories, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Governor, what kind of gun is it?
This is a Beretta A400. I bought it when I was shooting a lot of trap because it has a kind of their patented thing, a kickoff.
You know the self-proclaimed avid hunter Tim Walz? Well, he's being mocked online because it appears he was struggling to load his gun while he was out pheasant hunting.
Are we going to be a nation of law and order?
Yeah!
Or wide open borders? Which is it? Because it's time to pick a side.
Thank you, Dennis Quaid. He has officially picked a side and endorsed Donald Trump. So now the countdown is on to see how long it takes for the mob to come after him and try to cancel him.
Joy cometh in the morning.
You tell him, Kamala Harris. I feel that joy when I listen to that. She has started an effort at churches in battleground states, specifically black churches, called Souls to the Polls.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem?
Wow. Every time I hear J.D. Vance in some of these interviews, particularly with, say, a CNN, or in this case, it was ABC, Martha Raddatz, he just knocks it out of the park. So she's asking him about claims that Donald Trump has made that cities like Aurora, Colorado, have been overtaken by Venezuelan gangs. And she says, J.D. Vance, it's only a handful of them, not the amount that Donald Trump has claimed. Listen for the entire soundbite here, clip 13.
The incidents were limited to a handful of
apartment complex, apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border.
Perfectly said. He had the similar knock it out of the park interview with a New York Times reporter who would not let go when she was asking him, did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election? Listen to clip number 12.
Okay. Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it okay that big technology companies censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, which independent analysis have said cost Donald Trump millions of votes?
Senator Vance, I'm going to ask you again. Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Did big technology companies censor a story that independent studies have suggested would have cost Trump millions of votes?
Senator Vance, I'm going to ask you again. Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
And I've answered
election?
Your question with another question. You answer my question and I'll answer yours.
I love that. Didn't it kind of sound like she was talking to a toddler? Senator Vance, well, I told you to wipe your booty before you come out of that bat. Senator Vance,
yeah.
Did you wash your hands?
That is how they do. That's how a lot of these commentators do these interviews. They are condescending.
Very.
Because of their political, their political beliefs are quite obvious.
Thank you.
It's transparent, sort of. Passive aggressive, actually.
Yeah, it is borderline passive aggressive.
The way they're asking the question, it shows you what they think.
Yeah.
And they're not being objective. I don't think anyone can be objective.
Right.
But you got to be fair. And
yes.
She's not really being fair in that situation because
yep.
he is trying to point out something.
Yep.
And she's not listening.
Yep. And I know we have to go to break here, but it's going to be interesting to see how this coverage of this supposed attempted third assassination attempt against Trump is played out in the mainstream media, because you have the local sheriff's office there in the Coachella Valley who's saying this guy who we arrested at a checkpoint, he had a fake license plate, fake IDs, fake passports, loaded guns. He was going to try to shoot and kill Donald Trump. And then you have the Fed saying, no, that's not what happened. This guy's a registered Republican. He went to the RNC. He was a Trump supporter. It's just it's going to be, I'm curious to see how this whole thing is played out. And it's going to be really up to the feds to decide whether they want to go through with charges, because he was just charged as it relates to the guns. And then he bailed out. He paid $5,000 and got out. And he says it's BS that he's like, I'm a Trump supporter. This is not what I was trying to do. But he had the phony press badge is what I guess initially tipped him off. And his car wasn't even registered. He had one of those what appeared to be, they said, a homemade license plate. But those sovereign people who call themselves like the sovereign American whatever
sovereign
people.
Citizens.
Thank you, sovereign citizens.
They're not driving, they're traveling.
Yeah.
They
don't like being pulled over, all the things. I don't know. So, of course, he's being called a far right extremist. And honestly, at that point, that might be fitting.
Be true.
That might be fitting. All right. On the other side of the break, we're talking to Hans von Spakovsky. I want to ask him about the situation in Virginia, the DOJ suing Virginia for removing non-citizens before the election. Give me a break.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, joining us this morning. Hans, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Well, I have to ask you about this story I found that to me is just mind-blowing about the Department of Justice suing Virginia for removing non-citizens from
right.
voting. But my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, they were just enforcing a 2006 law that Tim Kaine signed.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but it is a felony under federal law for an alien to register or vote in a U.S. election, whether
yes.
it's a federal election or a local election. But by the way, they haven't just sued Virginia. They have also sued Alabama. They filed these after the governor in Virginia, Governor Youngkin, announced that they had removed 6,300 aliens from the rolls. In Alabama, they found over 3,000. And I have no doubt that they will soon sue Texas. Texas announced they've taken 6,500 aliens off the rolls, which, Kim, that could make the difference. You get a close election? Look, that could make the difference. What's going on here is, first of all, everybody has to understand, This was done by the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. That's where I used to work. The Civil Rights Division is run by a radical left winger who unfortunately got confirmed by the Senate to be the head of the Civil Rights Division. And they are misinterpreting a federal law which says that if you're going to take people off your voter rolls because they've moved, you have to end that program 90 days before the election. They're claiming that also applies to aliens. That's just not true. And this is just an abusive lawsuit because they want these aliens on the rolls. They want them voting. That's the plain, simple truth of it.
I mean, surely Virginia's going to win this because it's ridiculous. Again, I know there are some state elections where, shockingly, illegals can vote, but not in a federal election. So I don't know what grounds the Department of Justice would have to stand on in this case.
Well, like I said, they're abusing a federal law on this that doesn't really apply to this. And they assume they've got the power. You know, they have all the lawyers they need, all the resources. They're hoping that they'll get one of the very liberal federal judges that Biden and Harris have been appointing to the court so that they can get a judgment in their favor. Listen, they are so intent on not enforcing the federal law against aliens, and they want aliens voting, that a couple of years ago when Terry McAuliffe was still the governor of Virginia, remember, he was the former head of the DNC and then was governor for a while of Virginia, McAuliffe vetoed a bill passed by the state legislature that would have required the courts here in Virginia to notify election officials when they found aliens on the voter rolls.
Yeah, this whole thing is insane to me that they're trying to fight this, and that just tells you what their motive is. They want to make sure that they can vote. I really quickly wanted to ask you about this whole situation with this supposed third assassination attempt against Trump. The local sheriff's office out of the Coachella Valley area saying, you know, this was going to be an assassination attempt. The feds are saying no. So it sounds like it would really just be up to the feds to decide if they want to charge that guy with that potential assassination attempt. Have you been following much of what's going on here?
Yeah, I have. And look, this all has happened so quickly that I don't think either side had enough time to investigate all the circumstances and for the feds to come out and say, oh, it wasn't, when this just happened.
Yes.
When they haven't had a chance to thoroughly investigate this, I think says they're jumping the gun.
Right. I mean, I know they're saying, well, he's a registered Republican. He went to the RNC. He supports Trump. He just happened to have guns in his car that were loaded, that kind of thing. I get that. So there is absolutely a chance that that was not his intent. But yeah, to your point, I mean, to just dismiss it so quickly when there's been no time to further investigate, it seems that's just irresponsible, I guess, is the word that comes to mind.
It is. But then the Secret Service has been irresponsible for quite a while now when it comes to Butler. And I'm still not confident that they have upped his protection the way they should have been doing in the very first place.
Well, yeah. I mean, Donald Trump should have more protection, arguably, than anybody else. I mean, if assuming this was, let's just say this was a third assassination attempt or would have been had they not caught the guy at a checkpoint. I mean, think about that. I worry that these attempts are going to keep on happening, even if he's elected.
Kim, they are when everyone on the left, including in the Harris camp, they keep referring to him. They continue to refer to him as Hitler.
Yeah.
As the next dictator of America, all of which is just simply not true. But they are inciting people to do this.
Yep. 100%. All right. Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation. Great chatting with you as always.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We're back with a check of business. So when you're Googling something, Google anything, how often do you go to, say, the next page of search results?
Well, first you skip the ads.
Okay, but after you skip the ads, are you usually choosing, let's say, an article from the first page of results, or are you often going to, you know, 4, 5, 6 page in to figure out whatever article you want to click on?
It depends on what you're searching for.
Okay, that's fair. Well, this should not surprise anybody, but wait until you hear how many pages in you actually see a right-leaning news source when you are Googling something related to Donald Trump, specifically Donald Trump presidential race 2024. I tried this out myself, and it is ridiculous. So I'm going to talk about that here in a minute, but right now let's get to Nicole Murray. Nicole, how was your weekend?
Too short. It always goes so fast.
It always is, especially with weather. Like, I don't know what the weather's been like there, but it's been beautiful here. It actually is starting to really feel like fall.
We're going to have frost.
Oh, my. Yeah, frost. I forgot about that. Ugh.
How was your weekend?
It was great. We celebrated my nephew's first birthday yesterday, and he had his little theme was one tough cookie.
So we
had delicious cookies. Yeah, he's been through a lot, so that was really cool to celebrate him. It was great. Yeah.
Small world. I celebrated my niece's second birthday, so the Baby Shark song is ingrained in me right now.
Yep, that'll do it. That's really cute, though. Was that the theme?
Yes, Baby Shark was the theme.
That's the thing, is parents now feel a lot of pressure to go all out on these birthday parties, and you have to have a theme, and you have to have all the cute pictures and the decor so you can take, I don't know, the group shots. I feel like that's become a thing now, and it's a lot of pressure on parents.
Backdrops, photo booths.
Yes.
Like, it's not even just putting up a few balloons anymore.
Different
animal.
It's almost gotten out of control. All right, let's get a check of business.
Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 409, the NASDAQ up 60, and the S&P 500 up 34. Boeing has announced plans to lay off 10% of its workforce amid a strike that is crippling the company's best-selling planes. The company will delay the rollout of the new plane, the 777X, to 2026 instead of 2025. The company also revealed it will stop building the cargo version of its 767 jet in 2027 after finishing current orders. SpaceX launched its fifth test flight of its Starship rocket on Sunday. The company successfully used the arms of its launch tower to catch the rocket's booster, which is a major milestone towards SpaceX's goal of making Starship a fully reusable rocket system. Starship continued on into space, traveling halfway around the world before splashing down in the Indian Ocean. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, the main producer of advanced chips used in artificial intelligence applications, is expected to report a 40% leap in third quarter profit. The world's largest contract chipmaker, whose customers include Apple and Nvidia, is set to report a net profit of just over $9.2 billion for the current quarter. That's according to LSEG. Gas prices are decreasing across the country. According to Whalen Gas analyst Trilby Lundberg, costs went down 2 cents over the last 2 weeks. The national average now sits at $3.26 per gallon. Terrifier 3, a gory, low-budget Santa slasher film with Xenoverse, topped the weekend box office with just over $18 million. The Wild Robot, which is being distributed by Universal Pictures, will take the number two spot with nearly $13.5 million. And finally, thanks to a company called REM Space, the first communication between two humans in dreams has been achieved. The company said this first milestone could enable real-time dream communication in the future.
How does that even work?
I think currently, because it's still working out, it's actually a machine. So there's wires in one person's head, there's wires in another person's head. But I'm hoping eventually they can figure out how you can, like, haunt people in their dreams, like whoever you want.
We all know we've had a weird dream about somebody who maybe you went to middle school with or something like that, and you wake up and you think, wow, I haven't seen them in forever. Why am I randomly dreaming about them? You almost don't want those people to realize I had a dream about them, whether it's good or maybe bad. You could have a terrible dream. You could have a dream you wanted to kill somebody. I don't know.
I mean, I've always wondered when random people pop up in your dreams, like, are they dreaming similar content? Like, is there some type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm dreaming about them, are they dreaming about me? Like, is there something that just sparked the thought in both of us?
I don't know. It's always weird, though, when you wake up and you think, I am almost scared that I had that dream, that my subconscious mind was able to come up with that.
All I know is that if they can figure out a way to do real-time dream communication, you and I should haunt the crap out of Mark.
And Carl.
Oh, my God. It will be the funnest thing we ever did.
Let's do that. You hear that, Carl? Let's do it. All right. Have a good one, Nicole. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks, guys.
I want to get back to the story I was talking about. So I mentioned Google just being biased about the way you search things and the results that come up. So if you were to type in the search term Donald Trump presidential race 2024, and like I said, I did this morning, they're saying you have to scroll through 23 pages of results before they come to, according to this article, a U.S.-based right-leaning news source. A single Fox News video was six results down on the 23rd page. According to one study, only 3.9% of users even visit page two of Google results, which, of course, would suggest that zero people would bother to go to page 23. Instead, what you find if you Google that term, you see articles from sources like ABC, CNN, Politico, USA Today, all those. And let's be real. I mean, you can expect that that's going to have a slant on it, whether they want to admit that or not. I just find that fascinating. I mean, for people to say that Google has not in any way tried to make it harder to find certain sites, I mean, that's just bogus. I absolutely believe that they have. And Donald Trump has called them out, saying he's actually threatening legal action if he wins. He's like, this is ridiculous that you guys have made it so difficult to find information about me. Actual truthful information, I should say.
Right. Well, the one thing the Republicans have in their favor in terms of this stuff is the polls, because there are a lot of hidden people who are Trump supporters that don't respond to the polls or aren't included in the polls. So when it's a 1% margin in favor of Harris, that doesn't mean right now that there's a 1% margin in favor of Harris.
And keep in mind that often the sample size of people that they're asking this question to, who are you voting for, is like 1,000 people. That's not that many.
Yeah, or it's the newsroom.
Yeah, or the new, that's true. They went to the newsroom and maybe the bakery next door. Yeah. Hey, who are you voting for? No one will answer our calls to do this poll. Who are you voting for?
Or in the case of universities, liberal campuses. They're scouring the campus for people to respond to these polls, and they're all liberal.
And no, it's true. I mean, go to the city of St. Louis. You're going to get a much different response than if you were to call the people and go to an area like, let's just say, Old St. Charles, Main Street. Vastly different. Like, for example, you see a lot of, in my neighborhood, I live in the St. Charles County area, you see a lot of no on three. My friend lives in the city, and she says every sign she has in her neighborhood, yes on three. Amendment right. three, of course, pertaining to abortion, among many other things. So it is very interesting. I want to go into break with this really funny SNL skit. I'm telling you, they've been doing a much better job of actually being funny, which, of course, is what they set out to do in the beginning. But because they were not willing to go there with Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, it was ridiculous. And I think they lost a lot of viewers. And now they're finally taking some shots. I'm not saying they couldn't be going harder against her, but it's been pretty funny. We're going to go into break with clip number one.
Okay, 100 people surveyed, top six answers on the board. Name something that you keep in your glove compartment. Oh, BP Harris.
Steve, look. Raised in a middle class family, all right?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, my mother raised my sister and me, mm-hmm. all right? Yeah. She worked hard and saved up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And we had a second mother, too.
Okay. Did that mother have a glove compartment?
A small business owner named Miss Shelton.
Okay, we got that. Something that you keep in your glove compartment.
Oh, a Glock, Steve. A big old Glock.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Country star Brantley Gilbert shared the details about the, quote, craziest night of his life, and on an Instagram video on Saturday, he revealed that his wife, Amber Cochran Gilbert, went into labor while he was mid-show while they were playing in Tupelo, Mississippi during his Off the Rails tour. Gilbert posted a video that explained basically the sequence of events. The singer started his performance only to leave the stage shortly after. Footage of Gilbert backstage shows him running towards what is likely the exit of the venue. And then the video cuts to Gilbert on his tour bus calling his mother to announce the arrival of their new grandchild.
I understand fans are probably upset, but good for him for doing that. His priority should be his wife and the fact that she's in labor.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they were upset. Once you find out what the details were, I mean, I'm with you. They got to just be like, okay, he came back out and played. I mean, he finished, I think.
And then Brendan Saad of the St. Louis Blues missed the first road trip because his wife had a baby. And so he will be back with the team tomorrow night.
I applaud that.
And they won 2 out of 3, so.
Nice.
Maybe they don't need Brendan. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
Don't start that, Carl. It looks like Boeing's announced that it will cut 10% of its workforce. That's about 17,000 jobs. This is a response to the ongoing machinist strike, now in its fifth week. The strike has left Boeing's aircraft factories idle, leading to projected third quarter losses of about $10 per share, with potential further financial damage if the strike continues. And as of now, no progress has been reported in contract negotiations. So,
I mean,
might get worse.
I feel sad for all the people who are losing their jobs, but let's be real. I mean, Boeing had this coming.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had so many issues, doors flying off planes mid-flight, weird landings where the plane catches fire, the rock. Remember the spaceship? That's a Boeing spaceship that, remember, they weren't able to get back to Earth, so they're just there in space until, I think, February?
Yeah.
And then didn't Elon go get them?
Elon is going to get them.
But it's
going
to take a while.
Yeah.
They sent up the last one with two empty seats for them to come back.
Good luck. Coca-Cola has a voluntary recall of 13,000 cases of Minute Maid Zero Sugar Lemonade after discovering that some of the cans labeled as zero sugar actually contain full sugar. Ugh. The recall initiated on September 10th and classified as a Class 2 by the FDA warns that consuming the mislabeled product could pose a health risk for people managing their sugar intake.
So, and the stuff with no sugar has just a different form of sugar.
Yes.
It's a chemical.
I was just going to say, I've always been told from my parents, stay away from all that diet stuff, because the way they get around it and are able to say diet is by putting chemicals in to make it taste good, since they're not putting the sugar in.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, Sue, do you trust those labels or do you just drink water?
Just drink water. Truly.
I've been big into the electrolytes. There's a company, Just Ingredients, that I love them. And it's so delicious. It makes me want to chug the water. And it's a clean company. I don't know if you've heard of this, Sue.
Uh-uh. What is it called?
Just Ingredients. They
all
have
right,
all kinds of
up.
Protein powder. Lots of stuff.
Not sponsored.
It is not sponsored.
Uh-huh. But if they're looking.
Call me.
7-Eleven announced plans to close over 400 underperforming stores in the U.S. as part of a restructuring effort. The 444 stores set to close are among about 13,000 locations that the company operates in the U.S. and Canada. The closures are expected to take place in the fourth quarter of this year, while revealed during the company's most recent earnings call, though a list of the affected stores has not been released. So they're coming. We just don't know where they're at yet.
Mm. You can probably tell.
Usually.
There's a pattern.
All right, I'm going to screw up this name. I apologize in advance. The comet Chu-Shin-Shan, it's the Atlas.
Nailed it.
Which has an 8,000-year orbit, is making its closest pass by Earth, providing a rare opportunity for stargazers to see it.
80,000.
That's what I said, didn't I?
Oh, I thought you said 8,000.
No. 80,000-year orbit.
Continue.
That's old.
It hasn't been here for a while.
The comet came within 43.9 million miles of Earth, and it will remain visible in the western sky after sunset until October 26th. They say you can see it with your naked eye, but using aids enhances the experience. So if you've got a telescope, bust it out.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Kim,
let me get my
you.
Telescope out.
Some people have them.
I know. A telescope would be cool.
I think Kim just called people nerds. A woman was arrested for attempting to smuggle 29 protected eastern box turtles from Vermont into Canada by kayaking across the Lake Wallace. That's the U.S. Border Patrol agents were tipped off by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. They discovered the turtles individually wrapped in socks in a duffel bag. And court documents revealed that the woman, originally from Hong Kong and living in Canada, intended to sell the box turtles on the Chinese black market, where they are valued at $1,000 a piece.
Do they eat the turtle? What's so valuable about the turtle?
They didn't say.
They just take it out of its shell and
boil it? Why did she have to go into Canada to sell them to the Chinese black market?
I don't know. They're smuggling them into Canada.
Also, does anyone feel bad about them being in socks?
No, it's comfortable.
Comfortable?
I have some empathy for that.
My son, one of the words he can say is turtle, and it is so, he's like, turtle. He actually sounds kind of British.
Yeah.
Turtle.
Does he say, I like turtles?
I like turtles. I forgot about that video. Charlie, pull my finger. There's some really fantastic videos like that. Man, I love those viral videos. All right, we're back. 720 real or fake news and a local pastor on the church's role in elections.
Get more at 971talk.com.